The awakening is letting go of what we think for reality to rise up. And that reality is union with Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. And letting our thoughts get out of the way, letting our opinions get out of the way, letting our personalities get out of the way, and letting the true spirit of who we are start to become what's seen without. So the glory within becoming the glory without. And I really think that is the calling that's come from heaven right now. It's the Enochian way. There's something about Enoch and what Enoch walked in, and people like Elijah, where they broke the timeline, they manifested the kingdom, they were oracles, and they didn't even taste death.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me for this week's what's going to be an epic episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And my dear friend joining me for today is just, he's one of my favorite people on the planet. He and his beautiful wife. And he really is, in my opinion, he is a theologian. He's a pioneer. He's a futurist. He's a true friend of Jesus. And he's just passionate to know the truth and to see everybody walking in the fullness of why Jesus died, you know, to the fullness of the pure gospel. It is, of course, the amazing Justin Abraham joining me for today's conversation. Justin, welcome.
Thank you, Liz. You're very kind to me. I appreciate that. And it's always a pleasure to see you. And we do arc off each other and bounce off each other quite a lot, because I think we're quite similar in our enjoyment of the bliss and union, oneness and simplicity. But yeah, futurism, I think it, you know, that is part of the consciousness of Christ that's within us. There's something within us, embedded in us, that wants constant expansion of love and peace. It just is within us. And I think, you know, we're at the time where we need to let that consciousness rise, the true us, the authentic us, beyond our thoughts, beyond our mind, beyond all the ways that we think. It doesn't come from our thoughts. It comes from a deep, deep place within. The true, real us in union with Christ has the keys for the future. Yeah. And I think that that's the age we're in, is the age of transition or awakening of consciousness, you know. And you're a big part of that with what you're doing with God TV and this podcast and your shows. You have some great people on.
I think we both are, aren't we? And I think there's so many of us right now. We're becoming increasingly aware of everything that you've just brilliantly articulated. And I know I've been sitting in this place in the spirit, just in Jesus' heart, really aware of a moment in the future where we will look back on the days that we've been living in, where we've been in intermittent experience of new creation life. So a lot of the time living out of our soul, our emotions, and then we're back in the spirit, really connected in our conscious awareness to the union that is already real, right, all the time.
Come on.
I've been looking back and seeing that intermittent way of living, where we weren't in the fullness of the gospel, of the fullness of abundant life, where we weren't shining consistently, were distant memories. And we'd come to a place, and this is what I've been in agreement with Jesus for, sort of birthing it into the experience of the body of Christ and the world, that, oh, Holy Spirit, wow. Wow. There's a couple of scriptures I'm obsessed with. One is, and it's what you were just saying, Isaiah 60 in the Passion Translation, rise up in splendor and be radiant, for your light has dawned. The glory of the Lord now streams from within you. And that's what I was experiencing when I was sitting with Jesus, seeing the future us in terms of, we were now fully awake, we were experiencing it, the radiant, we were experiencing it, the radiant ones alive on Earth, but really awake. And it was a different, it was a different life expression, because the external reality had changed, because God was streaming out from in the midst of it. Everything was being covered in light. And so, I'm obsessed with this. I've been sitting with this and framing up the future, just beginning to command the morning every day, recognizing with a fresh awareness all over again that we are literally on earth to govern it through our union with Jesus, you know, to do the earth, to bring divine order. So, anyway, so that's me.
Come on. We're co-creators of the future. And I think that's something that we are now waking up to. So in the past, we'd be kind of passive under times, under seasons. When you come into mystical union and oneness with Christ, you're a co-creator of the future. You now begin to create the timelines, create the possibilities. You become a dreamer. And quantum physics is supporting this, is that consciousness creates reality. And there's some tremendous science behind this, that we can actually, through our thoughts, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is, according to your faith, let it be done to you. These scientific truths are hidden in scripture, but are now being revealed, that we are the sons of Yahweh, the daughters of Yahweh, with a position that's unique in all of creation. And all of creation's groaning for the revealing of our reality, our true sonship, our true daughtership, whatever the language is, because it's beyond gender, because in the new creation there's neither male nor female. But these light beings, these co-creative beings of love, have to emerge out of us. Now that is beyond revival. I love revival, big into revival. You know, I'm going to be visiting Evan Roberts's revival site with some friends on the weekend. So I'll always honor that and hold a place of honor for it. They didn't see what we're coming into. They didn't see the true revealing of the Christ nature, the illuminated ones and the streams of wisdom. And like you said there with the Passion Translation, it comes from within. Yeah. And that's what people, we're going to have to awaken to that. That's, I think, the difference. The awakening is letting go of what we think for reality to rise up. And that reality is union with Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. And letting our thoughts get out of the way, letting our opinions get out of the way, letting our personalities get out of the way, and letting the true spirit of who we are start to become what's seen without. So the glory within becoming the glory without. And I really think that is the calling that's come from heaven right now. It's the Enochian way. There's something about Enoch and what Enoch walked in. And people like Elijah, where they broke the timeline, they manifested the kingdom, they were oracles, and they didn't even taste death. And I think Elijah and Enoch are talking loudly in the spirit right now. There's something about what they walked in together that is a message for this generation. And, you know, the reality is, it's already within us. It's somehow we've got to strip away what we think. And that's why I think there's a rise of meditation on the earth and contemplation. We call it in Christianity, but meditation, where you let these thoughts go and let the real deeper self, the real us, woohoo, the real glory within rise up beyond the mind and love and joy and peace. They're already in there. It's like we've got this vast ocean within us that we can tap into if we just move deeper within and allow it to shine out. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's a big transition. And I think this transition will create a new earth consciousness. It will create a new kind of consciousness, a new earth consciousness, an expanded awareness. And I don't think we'll ever be able to go back, like you said, we'll look back and go, wow, history kind of ended as we knew it. That was an end time, the end of end times in a way, and the beginning of the limitless growth of our species into this endless future, this infinite future, where even all creation, the cosmos, is waiting on tiptoe, it says in one translation, for to enter into the glorious freedom. The glorious freedom of the sons of God. So it's such a huge topic, and And I think it's burning in your heart, but probably many people listening, because if we're alive now, it's been written in the books of heaven. Mm-hmm. It's been written in the books of heaven. He chose where we would live and when we would live. And if you're alive now, you are a futurist. You are at the gateway of the horizon or the vanishing point into a new dispensation of wisdom and intelligence and oneness. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a very interesting time to be alive. That's for sure. I think we're at the very beginning of it.
I do too. I do too, where we literally are going to see the radiant ones walking in the earth, where through our union with Jesus, fruitfulness will stream from our lives. Like this, literally the divine nature, the presence of the living God is going to be visible, moving out from our lives and transforming everything. All of those scriptures, Justin, are like coming alive to me. You know, when Holy Spirit just breathes on the word of God and revelation begins to unfold and flood you. It's all those scriptures about, you know, as Christ is, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. And like the one I just, you know, the scripture I just mentioned, that through our union, fruitfulness will stream from our life. And just all of those scriptures, those truths, the impact has been blowing me away as Holy Spirit has been showing me again, this is who you are. This is your design. This is I am. I am. Mm-hmm. The uncreated I am is in the center of our beings right now. How limited are we, right?
So, come on. Come on. And I think that's the message. Every age has had a different message. There's been like messengers of his face in every generation that have marked the epoch, and they've marked the times and seasons that they lived in and have been relevant for their time. And the voices that God's raising up now are not reinforcing the old hierarchical religious structures that we've been under, tradition, which made the power of God of no effect. It's a radical, radical shift that's going on right now, where we have to allow ourselves to be transfigured, transformed. So be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And as we gaze upon him, we become like him. In other words, the times that we're in are demanding us to go through evolutionary change and emerge into something very different. You know, I know some prophetic voices have compared it to a butterfly, you know, when it goes from the early stage where it's just crawling along. The difference between the two is radical. And I think we have to make a choice about how much we're willing to allow a reformation within.
Yeah.
It's the glory within, the reformation within, the consciousness within, and allow a very different version of ourselves to emerge with a different intelligence, a different wisdom, a different flow state of consciousness, where we have the mind of Christ and we know the thoughts that he thinks toward us. And in a way, that's transitioning beyond gifting, where a gift is just a random thing he gifts you, into pure oneness states, pure oneing with Yahweh. And that's what Enoch had. Enoch walked arm in arm with God continually. And that continuation opened up.
I love what you just said, oneing. Oneing with God.
Oneing, that's the word Julian of Norwich used to describe it. So that's from like 700 years ago. So oneing, she called it. She made up a word because she couldn't think of a word for it. But, you know, her testimony stands the test of time, the union with God. And she saw in her encounters, Julian of Norwich, that all shall be well. She had a very powerful understanding that everything was held in God's hands. So she saw all the cosmos being like almost like an almond in God's hand, and that he tenderly cared for it and he held all of it and nothing was missing. Nothing was going to be missing. And that in great joy, we would see that he restores all things. And that's the great hope, isn't it? Is that there's got to be a point where it's not a religious institution. It's not a meeting. It's not a building. It's the transformation and restoration of creation. And I think it's written in Isaiah where it says, you'll be oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. You'll rebuild the ruined places, the places long devastated, and you'll heal the desolation of generations. And I think that verse there is encoded, and the book of Isaiah is encoded with dense promises like almost like architecture for future creating. So one of those lines there, you'll heal the desolation of generations. What the Lord showed me is that's genetic healing. So not only is this like a manifestation of glory and light and wisdom, it's actually going to be genetic healing as well, where the spirit of life is going to infuse and quicken our mortal bodies, where there's going to be a grinding down into genetics, where the kingdom becomes genetic, where the kingdom starts to heal the desolation of generations and starts to create a new kinos, new creation, manifestation of the kingdom of God. And that is something we've not seen in previous awakenings or revivals. It truly is like, it is like my book, Beyond Human. Not trying to plug my book again, but it pops out of me because it's obviously in my heart. But we are moving into the beyond human age where on the back of my book, it says, we stand fully identified in the new creation, renewed in knowledge to the exact pattern and image of our creator. Ooh, isn't that incredible?
Amazing.
That we're in
a description of the experience I've been sitting in the future. It's that.
Yeah.
Where the one who is the all in all has, we've come fully awake to the reality of the union of, and then we're living in that oneing state all the time. And where as the creator is expressing through us as one sound, so aligned, everything is transformed because everything's being bathed in light. Everything, like you said, the genetics is a transfiguration that's occurring because our conscious awareness is tuned in to what's already real and is receiving it into this realm. It's just,
Just come on.
This is going on we're in.
This is the pathway of Enoch. I really believe Enoch is a pivotal voice right now. Yeah. You know, Enoch wrote his book and said in First Enoch that his life was with the holy ones of heaven and he saw the mysteries. He said, the things that I saw were not for my generation, but for one far in the future. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're in that far in the future age, you know, where people are having experiences of Enoch and the saints in the heavenly realm. The language is changing. The things we're talking about now are so different to 20 years ago. You know, we're in the age of intelligence. That's even written reflected in technology, like artificial intelligence. So I'll pour out my spirit like water. Water is energy, frequency, wave patterns on all flesh. And they'll have visions and dreams. So it's an awakening of consciousness. So there's a frequency and an energy from heaven coming to create a new earth, a new reality, a new culture. And I think what we're seeing around the earth right now is some are awakening to it. Some are beginning to awaken and some are still asleep. But more and more people are starting to ask the right questions. Like, why am I here? What is my greater purpose? What is this grown, this thing within me? Why do I have these visions and dreams? And why am I so disturbed with the state of the world? Because if one thing you see right now is more and more people are waking up to this isn't how the world should be. The world should be paradise. The world should be bliss. The world should be healthy. It should have a frequency and an energy of joy and creativity on it. Why are we living in these boxes? Now, that frequency from heaven is vibrating over the earth, and more people, philosophers, different streams, different religions, and Christians, of course, are waking up to a bigger dream that Yahweh has, where he wants us to be the manifestation of him in creation. And that is huge.
Yeah.
So I believe like waves and waves of God's spirit are going to keep coming over the timeline to activate and awaken us to the deeper reality of who we are. That if anyone's in Christ, they're a new creation. We're from a new creation. And up until now, we've kind of looked like the old creation. We've sounded like the old creation. We've acted like the new creation. But there's a time coming where we're going to break the rules of the old creation and going to start to manifest the power of the age to come, taste of the power of the age to come, and create the timeline of abundance. John 10:10, Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy. I came that you might have life in abundance till it overflows. Super overflowing. The word there is perissos, and it means superfluous beyond all that is necessary. that's when we know we're going to be hitting Jesus's dream, when there's so much life coming out of us.
Yeah.
It's beyond anything we need, anything we can imagine. Woo! And then it says, like you said, nations will come to the rising. So the nations are looking for it. They're looking. I think there's a hunger right now around the world for true leadership. Yeah. Where is true leadership right now in the earth? Who are the true messengers that are going to carry a message that breaks open the dawn light and takes us over the event horizon where a new reality takes place? And I know these are big questions for this podcast, but that's what's on my heart too.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and you can, you know, what you've just said as well, like people all over the world, I mean, in every sphere, from science to like everybody, everywhere, there's a growing hunger, isn't there, for authenticity and truth.
But
people don't want religion. They don't want identity formed out of a, you know, something external that we've achieved in life collectively or individually. But there's a hunger to know who God is, who we actually are, what this planet is supposed to be. And what you just said then, like that, there's a knowing deep in our spirits, isn't there, that life is supposed to be bliss.
That's right.
Earth is supposed to be a reflection of heaven, because it's supposed to be a reflection of the intention of Jesus' dream. Like, he created everything.
Yeah.
He's love, and anything that isn't
it's very simple when you put it like that. He's love, and everything that's not love will have to be judged and removed.
Yeah.
Every system that's not love, you know, love never fails and love will not fail. Yeah. But my prayer is, Lord, accelerate it in us.
Yes.
Accelerate it in me. It has to become personal as well. It's like, am I willing to go through a metamorphosis right now? You know, am I willing to become a voice, an oracle, a frequency, an energy that brings a new reality? And that's what you're doing, Liz, with your platform, you know, and I love what you're doing. It's so shiny and beautiful. And we've got to have these conversations. We've got to bring the language of the future. And we might even have to invent new words for these things, because language can also be a box. And I think it's hard. And this is why I like the Passion Translation and the Mirror Translation, because they're bringing new language, because we can't remain sometimes stuck in the ideologies that we've inherited, that his mercies are new every morning. And every morning we're on the edge of infinity. Every morning we're on the edge of worlds. We've got to have language that creates those worlds and forms those worlds. So yes, a very powerful time, but also going to be an unusual time, I think.
It is. But I can feel Jesus consuming us with his dream. He's consuming us with this desire that he's always had, that we would enter into the experience of the right, of abundant life. Like John 10:10, that you said, you know, I came that you would have life and life in abundance. I mean, that word life is Zoe, isn't it? The same life that God is. We are his image, and he's awakening us to become that full expression of who we already are, and to govern this planet with him and co-create. Like you said, there's a scripture, and then let's just pray for everyone, because I'm really feeling like any of you that where this is resonating with you right now, and you're going, yeah, you know, there's more, and Jesus is filling you with this truth. Let's just like go there together and just go through. But just before we do, I just want to read you, because I've been thinking about another scripture I'm obsessed with while you were talking. Job 38:12-13. Since your days began. So this is Jesus speaking to Job, when Job had just, you know, was completely overwhelmed, and he was revealing his sovereignty again to Job. Since your days began, have you ever commanded the morning and caused the dawn to know its place, so that light may take hold of the corners of the earth and shake the wickedness out of it? Okay, so for all of you guys, those of you who are resonating with what we are saying, I just am really feeling this, Justin. Let's just go in the spirit and shift. Yeah. Shift us all forward into the fullness of what is offers at this time. So should we just do that? Let's just go in
the spirit. Yeah, that sounds great.
Who holy.
Hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Holy. I'm just seeing straight away, soon as I turn my focused attention onto Jesus then, for you all, I just saw Jesus reaching out and pulling you up, pulling you up in your conscious awareness of who you are, of who he is, of the life that you've been predestined, that he's the plan he's had in his heart from before the foundation of the earth for your life, for this time, for you to what, for all that you're to walk in. He's pulling you up right now and into it and out from lower realm restrictive thinking, out from holy wow, 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 out from restrictions. And as I saw you coming up, each one of us, you were stepping up and stepping into him and flooding with light. It's flooding with light. The cares of the world, the oppression, the definitions of who you are and what life's about, everything that's been constructed from man or from the demonic, it's just not, the origin is not.
Come on. Come on. It's good news, you know, and that's the frequency of the future is joy. So, Father, we pray for great joy to rise within people, that we all, every one of us, has a limitless capacity to grow. This is just the beginning of who we are emerging, and we have eternal life. We have eternal life, and now is the time to shine and be bold and courageous. We've never been this way before, so I pray for great courage and great grace on everyone to become oracles and voices, to go beyond the limitations of what's humanly possible, to awaken the real you, the beyond human you, the one that's in union with God, that has a limitless capacity to grow. You are incredible. And Father, we pray that people would begin to manifest their glory, the true glory of who they are in you. Thank you, Yahweh.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I just really feel this, to decree that into your spirits, rise up and shine, rise up in splendor and be radiant, for your light has dawned and Yahweh's glory now streams from within.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. We call you forth, the authentic, true you, your spirit man, to rise and radiate God. Radiate God. You are a light being, a shining one, the living image of God. And it's your time. You've been predestined to be on earth at this time to reveal God, to shine and to co-reign with him and to see this earth transform as it comes in line and becomes a reflection of his intention in entirety. As the sons of the kingdom now take up, we wake up and we take our position to co-reign with him. Holy wow. Wow, 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 wow. The one who is the commander of the morning, the creator of the morning, commanding the morning through us, through our union. Amen. Wow.
Woo. Amen. Wow.
It's a new day. It's a new day. It's an amazing time, isn't it? It's amazing to be on earth. And like you said, Justin, we're reaching for new language to describe the mysteries that are unveiling, the plans of God that are unveiling before our spiritual eyes right now, so we can come in agreement and begin to see everything.
Come on. Come on. We'll tremble at his goodness, it says, in the last days. We're gonna have the biggest revelation of his goodness the world has ever seen. God is good. We're going to tremble with awe, one version says. We're going to experience awe and wonder as we see that God is love and he is good, and that knowledge is going to fill the earth, the knowledge of his glory, which is his goodness. His goodness is going to saturate this planet.
It is.
And it's going to be wonderful.
It is. And people are going to see him as they see us. It's revealed through his people, right? We are going to emanate goodness and love and our authentic nature, which is the same nature that our Father is, right? Amen. Oh my gosh, we could talk 3 days easily, couldn't we?
For sure.
But anyway, so good to be with you, Justin.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us your precious time. And guys, thank you for giving us your precious time. Have the most amazing week living in a different level of awareness of who you actually are authentically. You are on this planet to bless it. And we bless you to do that. Have an amazing week. God bless.
Every week, either myself or other trusted friends of mine bring the Word of God as a doorway where you can then enter in and experience the heart of God. We now have thousands of testimonies of people encountering the heart of God, some for the first time. I want to extend a personal invitation to you to join the IMC and come on this incredible journey together with us.